بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were speaking about قليل water, and قليل water is an absolute water and it has no source. And it's قليل, it's little, meaning it's less than the volume of كور. Now here the ruling was وَالْقَلِيلُ يَنْفَعِلُ بِمُلَاقَاتِ النَّجِسِ, that قليل water with contact made, when contact is made with a najis, and najis here meaning at something which is intrinsically najis, and there are 8 or 9 of those. Here, once something which is a concrete najis, intrinsic najis, once it enters qalil water, which is little water, here the qalil water becomes subject to contamination. It becomes impure. It becomes najis. And qalil water esoterically meant little knowledge. If your knowledge is limited, and you are your knowledge, you in your entirety, when you face false knowledge, when you face a dilemma, you will impurify yourself esoterically, existentially. So on the zahiri side, qalil, physical qalil water, when a najis enters it, it makes it, the whole water, najis. And someone who is qalil esoterically is exposing oneself, is making one susceptible to making themselves existentially impure, an impure heart with impure knowledge, and so on and so forth. وَكَذَا الْمُتَنَجِّسُ عَلَى تَفْسِيلٍ يَأْتِي فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ. The same applies with something which is متنجس. Now, متنجس esoterically has a very specific meaning, which we may come up, we may speak about in a few rulings from now, maybe in a number of sessions from now. But a متنجس is an entity which has made contact with one of the concrete najises, and therefore has become najis. But then it's cleared from any remnants of that concrete najis, but it's not washed in the proper manner with water. That entity, for example, if some blood, a concrete najis such as blood, and touches a book or my hand, and you just wipe the blood off with a piece of tissue off the book or off my hand or the book is regarded as متنجس. It's extrinsically najis. Its najasa is secondary. It was secondary by means of contact with a primary, intrinsic, concrete najis. But it's still najis. But the najasa of the book or the hand is secondary. It's not primary. But it's called a متنجس. Now, we'll speak about متنجس later. The ruling here, though, is that qalil water, even if a mutanajis was to enter qalil water, that qalil water will become najis in its entirety, in the same way it would become najis in its entirety were a concrete najis to make contact with it. But the esoteric meaning of the mutanajis, I can't go into right now. When we speak more about it, it will make more sense, rather than if I were just to give you what the esoteric connotation is. It's a bit too early for that. Then the ruling, the Zahiri Sharia ruling continues. Na'am, yes. إِذَا كَانَ مُتَدَافِعًا بِقُوَّةٍ. If the qalil water enters upon something najis with force, with pressure. It doesn't have to be a lot of force. It doesn't need to be extreme pressure. And pressure with varying degrees, with varying degrees of force, but as long as the term force or pressure qualifies to whatever extent. If before we spoke about a najis thing entering water, it makes the whole qalil water najis. It's different now here. Here, if qalil water enters upon something which is najis, فَالنَّجَاسَةُ تَخْتَصُ هِنَئِذٍ بِمَوْزِ الْمُلَاقَاتِ وَالْمُتَدَافَئِ إِلَيْهِ. Here, when qalil water enters upon, okay, it's active now. It's not passive like in the previous scenario. If it enters upon a najis area, a najis location, with some pressure, here, in such cases, this najasa, which results when qalil water makes contact, enters upon something which is najis, here, the najasa that results, it's not the whole qalil water anymore. Rather, it's specific to the area of contact with the najis and anything beyond that. Only those areas become najis. The area where the water makes contact with the najis area, okay, that area of contact with the najis, for example, examples are going to come in a minute here, so I won't go into the examples now. But when water enters upon with force something najis, that area of contact with the najis, with the water najis contact, that area, the qalil water, only there partially becomes najis. It's not the case that the whole qalil water becomes najis. That does not apply here. Now, the esoteric meanings, I'm going to cover that in this lecture. And anything beyond that area of contact too, that will partially become najis. But that's it, not the whole qalil water. So, وَلَا تَسْرِي إِلَى الْمُتَدَافَئِ مِنْ. The najasa does not spread to the source of pressure. Okay, the source of pressure. The najasa is specific to the area where the water made contact with the najis location and beyond. But in relation to the source of the pressure from which the water emanates, there the najasa does not spread to that area. Okay, now let's go through some examples. Irrespective of whether سواءٌ أكان جاريًا من الأعلى إلى الأسفل كالماء المنصب من الميزاب إلى الموضع النجس. Irrespective of whether the qalil water flows with pressure from above downwards, like the water that pours down from a downspout, okay, it pours downwards onto a najis location. Here, water from above downwards, this pressure. Here, that which becomes najis is the area of contact when the water makes contact with the ground. That area on the ground between the najis location and water, that is najis and anything beyond. However, فَإِنَّهُ لَا تَسْرِي النَّجَاسَةُ إِلَى أَجْزَاءِ الْعَمُودِ الْمُنْسَبِ فَضْلًا عَنِ الْمِقْدَارِ الْجَارِي عَلَى السَّتْ. Here though, the najasa in this example does not spread to the water flow perpendicular to the area of contact with the najis. That it touches the najis ground, okay, that water najis ground contact area is najis, that part of the water is najis, but the najasa doesn't spread to the water flow perpendicular to the najis location on the ground. Let alone, the fatwa says, let alone It's spreading onto the ceiling, onto the roof from which the downspout emanates. Nejasa does not flow, does not spread against that the direction of force and pressure of the Ghaleel water. It doesn't spread against that flow. When Ghaleel water is with pressure flowing from above downwards. Amkana mutadafi'an min al-asfal ila al-a'la kalma al-kharije min al-fawarat al-mulaqi lis-saqf an-najis. The same applies when the Ghaleel water flows from below downwards with force, like the water that exits a fountain and makes contact with a najis ceiling. Does the Ghaleel water here become najis in its entirety? We say no. Only that area of the Ghaleel water which makes contact with the najis ceiling, that part of the Ghaleel water becomes najis, not the whole Ghaleel water. And here the fatwa continues, فَإِنَّهُ لَا تَسْرِعَ النَّجَاسَةُ إِلَى الْعَمُودِ وَلَا إِلَى مَا فِي دَاخِلِ الْفَوَّارَةِ. Here, the najasa neither spreads perpendicularly downwards, nor does it spread inside the fountain. You see, with force from below, the Ghaleel water hit the najis ceiling. That water which hit the najis ceiling, only that part which actually made contact, becomes najis. But since it was with force, the najasa doesn't spread downwards against the water flow, which was from down upwards. The najasa doesn't spread downwards, let alone it entering the najasa entering the fountain. That also doesn't apply a fortiori. وَكَذَا إِذَا كَانَ مُتَدَافِعًا مِنْ أَحَدِ الْجَانِبَيْنِ إِلَى الْآخَرِ. On the same theme of force and pressure, even if the force was to happen not from above downwards, not from below upwards with the fountain, for example, but even from side to side, if Ghaleel water enters a najis area from side to side with force, with some pressure, the same applies here too. There's a limit to how much najasa actually results. The najasa does not spread throughout the entirety of the Ghaleel water. Okay, now, in relation to the esoteric meaning here, is that the Ghaleel water is little knowledge. The person, the soul, is incorporated with little knowledge. If a dilemma or false knowledge was to enter that soul, the soul would become existentially impure in its entirety. But let's say the Ghaleel person, the Ghaleel soul, with little knowledge, enters upon a dilemma, goes towards a dilemma, but with force, with pressure, with steadfastness in one's aqa'id, i.e. the Ghaleel person, the Ghaleel soul, it's Ghaleel. But this little knowledge the person has incorporated, it has become stable to some degree, steadfast, and the person has this with some force and pressure within oneself and goes forth in encountering a dilemma. Here, because of that steadfastness, that firmness of the person, as a result of incorporating that little knowledge, but it was little knowledge which became incorporated firmly in that person. Here, when that person enters that dilemma, that false knowledge, the person does not become entirely najis anymore, najis in the esoteric sense. They'll become najis partially, because they still weren't able to get to the bottom of that dilemma. They couldn't convince themselves. They couldn't explain themselves. They still have trouble with grasping some ideas. So they become impure, najis, partially, but still, they're still standing firm. So that was, and why do they stand firm? Because that force which they've acquired, that pressure, prevents that entire nijasa penetrating throughout their souls. Because they entered with force, with some pressure. So here, that was the esoteric meaning of such a zahiri fatwa. Wa amma al-kathir. But concerning voluminous water, alladhi yablughu al-kor, and voluminous water is that water, it has no modde, it has no source. Okay, one was qalil water, the other is voluminous water, kathir water, and that is water which has attained to the degree of kor. So kathir water, voluminous water, has reached the volume of kor, which we've explained before. It's around 384 liters cubed, and we'll discuss it in more detail later. Here though, فَلَا يَنْفَعِلُ بِمُلَاقَاتِ النَّجِسِ. With voluminous water, they do not become subject to contamination when they make contact with a najis, concrete najis. Fadlan anil mutanajis, or a mutanajis. So if it's something which is concrete, intrinsically najis, enters upon voluminous water, or if something is mutanajis, i.e. an entity which is najis but through secondary means, not primarily, here, when either of these two makes contact with voluminous water, the voluminous water does not become najis in its entirety, in contrast to the qalil water. Here, the esoteric meaning being, because it's voluminous. The person is voluminous. The person is kathir. The person's soul is kathir. A lot of knowledge was incorporated within them. They are kathir in knowledge. They are voluminous. They've reached the knowledge of kor and beyond. Here, if a dilemma enters their way, they don't become subject to doctrinal contamination that easily. Not at all. They do not become najis. Illa, unless, إِذَا تَغَيَّرَ بِلَوْنِ النَّجَاسَةِ أَوْ تَعْمِهَا أَوْ رِيهِهَا. Unless that voluminous water alters by means of the color of the najasa, or the taste of the najasa, or that najasa which entered, its odor, for example, color, taste, odor of that najasa, if it alters the voluminous water, okay, if it alters the color, the taste, or the odor of that voluminous water, there the voluminous water does become najis. And that has a very specific esoteric meaning. What does this color, taste, and odor of voluminous water, what does that signify esoterically? وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله.